This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. And our program is called Focus on Domestic Violence. Welcome, David.
You know, this time of year is when the schools close for the summer. And a couple of weeks ago, I got to participate in an awards night program at Mitchell High School. I was representing the Kiwanis Club of Spruce Pine. I'm their president this year, and we award some scholarships to deserving students out there who have done well in their academics and are going to go on to college. And I don't know the exact number, but there were probably 30 to 40 students there that night that received scholarships from various organizations, some of them ranging from $1,000 or even less, up to some of them were in the $20,000 and $30,000 range. A few of them were. So these are good kids that had excelled in their high school academics, and they're now going to continue their education and go on to college.
David, this time of year, students are making plans for the summer, and graduates are making plans for the future.
That's true, but unfortunately, there are too many students that are making plans that aren't so good. And it's my understanding that most of the students who do drop out of high school do so at this time of year. They go ahead and finish the year that they were in when they turned 16, and then just don't come back and re-enroll in next August.
There's been some articles recently in our local papers that show that we have a high dropout rate. How do we measure up in this area?
Well, that's interesting. I've been looking at this for some time, and the whole thing that got me started was an article I read in Time magazine back in 2006, and they said that nationally, 30%, that's 3 out of 10 students, will leave high school without graduating. So nationally, the figure is 3 out of 10 people don't complete high school.
How does North Carolina compare with the national average you're talking about?
Just about the same. North Carolina is a little bit higher. Instead of a 30% dropout, they have a 32% dropout. It's a little 2% higher than the national average, but it's right in there with what's going on nationally.
How about locally in Mitchell and Yancey counties? How do we compare?
Well, there's some good news and some bad news. Yancey County actually does better than the state average. Yancey County has a 25% dropout rate. That's 7% lower than the state average. And so they do just a little bit better there in Yancey County.
What about Mitchell County?
Mitchell County, unfortunately, they have a very, very high dropout rate. They're 40%. That's 4 out of 10 students drop out, and that's approximately 10% higher than the state average. So we're not doing well at all in Mitchell County. At 4 out of 10, that's almost 1 in 2 students, very, very close to that.
So in Yancey, 1 out of 4 students drop out of high school. In Mitchell, 4 out of 10 drop out. What are the implications of these numbers?
Well, there are lots of implications. First of all, I'm concerned, about the dropouts because of the impact it has on people's employability. If you're a high school dropout, you're more likely over your course of your working career or lifetime to be more likely to be unemployed than someone with a high school graduation. And people who drop out are usually the last hired and the first laid off. Secondly, there are a lot of jobs that just require at least a high school education. And for these jobs, if you don't have a high school diploma, you don't have a job. And thirdly, the better paying jobs usually require some kind of a high school diploma at least, maybe even some college or further training beyond that. So, there's lots of implications for this, and if people drop out of school, they need to be aware that they're really impacting their employability for the long haul.
And we will continue discussing this subject next week and talk more about jobs and education. Our guest on Close Up today, Focus on Domestic Violence, David Pike with Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'll give you a telephone number if anybody would like to call and give us get some more information or talk to one of our counselors. Our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.